Welcome to the Dream Factory, a warm, cozy, and extremely lovely place where only the most visceral nightmares and pleasure-driven musings of its residents are mercilessly extracted and sold for the pure enjoyment of others. The Dream Factory, a new novel by Mark Marcus. Now available on your Apple device, Kindle, and on Amazon.com. Go to CandleShorePublishing.com/Dream Factory.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to CandleShore. So, for those of you who may not know, in the old days, meaning yesterday, just kidding, back in you know, maybe 7 or 8 years ago, we had what is now referred to, of course, as feature phones. And feature phones were not touchscreen. They had physical buttons. Sometimes people would put the phones in their back pocket or in their hip pocket or whatever, and they would inadvertently call people unbeknownst to them. And so we kind of called that butt dialing somebody. You know, I guess, you know, people would sit on their phones. It's hard to imagine having a phone and putting it in your back pocket and then sitting on it. But people actually did that. Not actually sit on it, but like a wallet would be for a man, you know? So it got to be what we call butt dialing. I wrote an article about it maybe 5 years ago or so, and I got a lot of positive reviews. Well, in the last couple of weeks, it seems like people have been butt dialing me. And it's so weird. It's like there's two things that have happened to me in the last couple of weeks that I want to just kind of go over with you. The first one, of course, is the butt dialing. And I will tell you that the last 7 or 8 times it's happened, it has been people who are new to smartphones. That's the first thing. The second thing is they're all Android users. I happen to know this because I happen to know the people who are calling me. And wow, you know, it's very irritating. It's kind of funny. And I don't like to listen to what people are doing when they don't know I'm listening. I really don't. It's not my thing. But with some of these carriers, I don't know if it's on my end or their end, but if they don't disconnect the call, it takes a while for it to disconnect. Even if I hang up, when I pick up again, you know, that they're still there. And so, you know, we need to be careful about that. I mean, really, mostly it's been women who put the phones in their purses without locking the screen. I think that's what it is. And they're not using a Bluetooth headset or anything. And wow, you know, you just, please, you know, you don't want to butt dial anybody, all right? A couple of times it's happened when people were using a bathroom or doing some kind of toiletries. A couple of times it's when somebody, and this has happened like 7 or 8 times with about 5 or 6 different people. The one, which was the funniest, I think, in recent memory anyway, she had just called me and then hung up. And apparently, I don't know, maybe the phone, my number was still active on the phone or whatever, but she was, and she had been talking to me so nicely, you know, very nice voice. And then when she butt dialed me, right, I heard her talking to somebody else, and Jesus Christ, I couldn't, man, she was in a, I mean, she was just, wow, you know? I'm sure those of you who have ever called anyone with a child, who had a child in the house, you know, they're talking to you and they go, oh, everything is fine. You better put those things down. And oh, and they're yelling at their kids, right? I mean, they sound so nice. And then when they flip over to that parent mode, like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. So that's what this was. It was just weird. It was so weird. A couple of times people have called me when they were in the store, going through the checkout. One time, there'd been a couple of embarrassing things too. So this butt dialing thing is just, you know, and I've tried to tell people, you know, by the way, you called me, you didn't know it. Oh, did I? Oh, did I? Hope you didn't hear anything, blah, 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 blah. So I've, you know, had to give refresher courses on locking that screen. Make sure you lock that screen before you put the phone in a place where it could inadvertently be touched. The other phenomena that has been happening to me lately, it's not a phenomenon, I shouldn't know that, but, and this is with the new iPhone users, and this is going to date this podcast, but you'll see that anyway. The iPod 5C and 5S were recently released to the market. And also iOS 7 at this time is new. I've been getting a lot of people who were supposed to send me text messages. Again, maybe in this case, maybe 10 or 20 people. And all of them, and I'm not talking novices either, like with the Android group. But these are people who forget to press the send button. And very interesting. Very, very interesting. If it only happened once, I'd understand. But it seems to be a trend. And they're telling me that they are forgetting to send hit the send button for not just me, but for a lot of people. Kind of interesting. And they all seem to be using iOS 7. And I think it's because it is so new, right? That's got to be part of it. And I don't know. But when I think about these two extremes, one, on the one hand, you got people calling you when they don't want to call you. On the other hand, you got people not sending you text messages when they want to send you a message. It's almost like the opposite sides of the same coin. Now, the conclusion that what it makes me think about and what I want you to think about are these two aspects of life. One, how many things are you doing, either saying, gesturing, writing, that are affecting other people in ways that you don't even know? In the case of the butt dialing, it's pretty negative, although it can be funny. But again, I don't like having my phone ring and nobody there or hearing people in the... One woman butt dialed me from church. And, the sermon was going on and I couldn't disconnect the call, you know? So, how many people are we... And I asked myself this question also. How many people am I affecting in ways I don't know? Now, in both positively and maybe negatively. I'm really focusing, as usual, on the negative. Just kidding. But it does make you think about your actions, and I hope it makes you think about your actions. This is what it did to me. It made me think about, wow, you know, what am I doing that maybe I don't even know I'm doing? Maybe I'm hurting someone's feelings. I don't think so. Or maybe I'm saying things or ignoring people when I shouldn't. You know, you just never know. It just makes you think, you know, be careful in your actions and your words. And on the other hand, at the other extreme, and this is number two, how many things do I really say I'm going to get done, but somehow I keep putting off, like recording these podcasts? Just kidding. Just kidding. You know? What's the word? Procrastinating, right? Now, of course, when the text messages, it's an accident. I understand that. But by the way, that's a fact. It is an accident. But, again, it makes me wonder about the things that I intend to do that I don't get around to doing. Now, I'm not a procrastinator as a general rule of thumb, except when it comes to exercise and recording podcasts. But, you know, it's just something you want to be aware of. You know, ask yourself, are there things you say you want to do and yet you never get around to doing them? If so, you know, you need to press that send button. You need to get on the stick. Really. That's pretty much it. There's no deep meaning or no major conclusion I can draw from any of this, except to say it's kind of interesting. And I hope you find it so as well. Huh. I guess that's it. So just pay attention to your actions and don't procrastinate. How's that? All right. Remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.